King James Version. And it reads, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways." Let me say that again. Thank you, God. "For thee shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways." Thank you. Let us pray. Lord, we come before you today with reverence and thanksgiving. Lord, we lift our hearts to you. You are the one who reigns above all. You are our refuge, our strength, our shelter in the midst of every storm. Lord, we stand on your word. You are the God of all creation, the one who spoke the heavens into existence, who formed the earth and set the stars in their place. Lord, you can command the universe. You can command the angels concerning us, Lord. We rest in the knowledge that we're never alone, that we're never without your covering, that we're never without the reach of your mercy. Lord, we thank you for every unseen battle you've already fought and won on our behalf. Lord, we thank you for the dangers that we never even knew existed because your angels were stationed around us, blocking every attack of the enemy, shielding us from harm, lifting us up when we could have fallen. Lord, we thank you for being mighty and personal, powerful yet compassionate. We thank you for being a God who not only watches over the world, but watches over us. Lord, today we declare our trust in you. We place our life in you. We place our family, our home, our health, our mind, and our spirits, Father God, in your hand. We won't fear what tomorrow brings because we know that you go ahead of us, Lord. Lord, we know that you will strengthen us. We know that you will help us. We know that you would hold our right hand of righteousness, Father God. You are our keeper, and we thank you for that, Lord, right now. Lord, we thank you. We're praying for the angels that you have assigned to watch over us. Lord, allow them to stand guard over our home, over our workplace, over our coming and going. Lord, let no evil fall before us. Let no plague come near our homes, Lord, Father God. We understand that you have commanded the angels that are concerning us, Father God. Let them encamp around us, Father God. We lift up everyone's loved ones before you, Father God. We pray for our families, our friends, our church, our community, this line, Father God. Lord, protect them under the shadow of your wings. Let no harm come to them. Guard their hearts. Guard their minds, Lord. Give us the peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord. Help us to walk in faith and not fear, Lord. Where we're anxious, Father God, bring calmness, Father God. We thank you for that. Lord, where there's uncertainty, bring direction, Father God. Where there's sickness, bring healing, Father God. Let me say that again. Where there's sickness, bring healing, Father God. Thank you in advance for that. Lord, we thank you and we pray for those who are abandoned or feel abandoned, Father God. Let your angels cover them as they go about their daily lives, keeping them away from danger and leading them in the path of righteousness, Father God. Lord, some of us are feeling weighed down by the troubles of life. We're searching for peace in a world of uncertainty. But, Lord, we know that you are our peace. You are the one that calms the storm. You are the ones that speak to the winds who obey, Father God. We thank you for your angels that come and minister to those who are weary. We thank you for those angels who strengthen those who are weak. Lord, we thank you for those angels that lift those up that are falling, Father God. We thank you. We ask that your angels go forth and go into hospitals and touch the sick and go into the homes and bring peace to our families. Go into the places of despair, Lord, and shine your light. Go before those who are traveling, Father God, and let them know that it's going to be okay, Father God. We understand of everything that's going on with the airplanes these days, Father God, but we know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, Father God. We're not worried, Father God. We will not worry about things that are out of our control, Father God. Father God, we pray for wisdom and discernment. Help us to recognize when you're leading us from danger, even when we don't understand why. We thank you, Lord, for the GPS turning us around. We know that was nothing but you, Father God. We thank you for our ears that you've given us to hear, Father God, your voice. And you're so sweet and sensitive to us, Father God. We thank you for your guidance, Father God. when we're feeling unassured, Father God, we thank you for reminding us that we're never alone, Father God. We thank you for your angels that go before us, Father God, that stand beside us, Father God, that watch behind us, Father God. Lord, allow us to walk in confidence, knowing that we're covered by your divine hand, Father God. Lord, we surrender every worry, every doubt, and every fear in your hands. We will not be anxious about the future, Father God, for our lives are in your control, Father God. Lord, we release every worry right now. We exchange our fear for faith, Lord. We exchange our anxiety for peace, Father God. We exchange our doubt for trust, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for just allowing us to be here today on this line, Father God. We thank you for every family that's represented, Father God. We thank you for those that are praying on our behalf, Father God. We're lifting up those that are not feeling well today, Father God, but still on this line, trusting and believing in you, Father God. We thank you for it right now. We thank you for our ministers, our teachers, our deacons, our deaconess, Father God. We thank you for our friends and family that are on the line, Father God. We thank you for every lead that's on this line, Father God. We thank you for giving us the words to be in our mouth to say, Father God. We know that we couldn't do it without you, Father God. And we ask that we, as we move forward in our day, Father God, that you continue to order our steps, Lord. Let our words reflect your love, Father God. Let our actions reflect your grace. Let our hearts be steadfast in your truth. Let us not be shaken by what we see, Father God, because we know that we walk by faith, not sight. Thank you for your angels that are already clearing the path before us. We don't see them, but we know they're there, Father God, and we thank you. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for never leaving us. We thank you for never forsaking us. We thank you for never failing us. We thank you for the angels that you have assigned to each of us in our lives, Father God. We thank you for the battles that we won, Father God. We thank you for the dangers that were avoided, Father God, when we didn't even know, Father God. We pray right now for those that are going on the road today, Father God, that are traveling, Father God. We thank you for the angels that are watching over them, Father God. We thank you that nothing will happen to their cars, Father God. We thank you that they'll have cell phone service when needed, Father God. We know that it's nothing but you, Father God. People have claimed that it was a dead spot, Father God, but when they needed to call, Father God, you were right there answering their call, sending AAA or whatever it was that they need, Father God. We're praying that you continue to protect the children, Father God. Protect them as they come and go to their bus stops, Father God. We thank you for them. Protect them while they're in their schools, Father God. We thank you for the teachers that are over them watching them, Father God. We pray that you continue to strengthen them, Father God. We pray for the bus drivers, Father God, that are going to and from the schools and to and from the bus stops, Father God. We thank you for their being alert, Father God. We thank you for their discernment, Father God. We thank you for them not for them knowing when something was wrong to step into action, Father God. We saw what you did with the bus driver in Cleveland Heights, Father God, that he was able to get those children off the bus in time, Father God. That was nothing but you. And we thank you in advance for that, Father God. We thank you for the firefighters that came to the scene, Father God. We thank you for the residents that came out and provided assistance, Father God. We know that was nothing but you, Father God. That was togetherness, Father God, of our community. And we continue to lift our community up, Father God, that we'll continue to stand in the gap for those that are in need, Father God, that we will continue to love thy neighbors as we love ourselves, Father God, no matter what race, creed, or religion they are, Father God. We're all your children, Father God. We are not to judge, Father God, and we thank you for that, Father God. And we thank you for holding our tongue, Father God, when we knew the words that were coming out of our mouth were not pleasing to you, Father God. We thank you in advance for that, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to think before we speak, Father God. We thank you for letting us not say anything when we didn't have nothing nice to say, Father God. We thank you for that. We know that that was you, Father God, and we thank you for having us just take that pause and think about what we were about to say and what we were about to do that was not pleasing to you, Father God. We thank you for that. We thank you for forgiving us, Father God, time after time again. We thank you. We thank you for the gift of repentance that you have given us, Father God. We thank you for that. We thank you for continuing us to to strengthen us in our growth and our walk with you, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. We thank you because it was nobody but you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We pray for our government, Father God. We pray that the news outlets tell the truth, Father God. We thank you for that. We thank you that some of us can just turn off our TVs, Father God, and pick up your word and stand on your word, Father God, because your word has never failed us. Your word has never fallen on bad ground. And we thank you for that, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, amen. I'm now going to turn it back over to the host.
Thank you, Sister Alicia. Thank you so very much. Hallelujah. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Hallelujah. We thank God that he has given his angels for us. We thank you, Sister Alicia, that you have prayed this prayer of protection, that you have reminded us of how God is watching over us. You reminded us how he will never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. We are never alone. Hallelujah. Even in the midnight hour, hallelujah, he takes the night and he turns it into joy. So we thank you on this morning. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you all for joining those that came in while she was praying. This is Sister Angela, and I am your prayer host this morning. And as we get ready to go before our next prayer lead, I just want to read the 23rd Psalm to you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I just felt like that I've been reading, and this morning when she took Psalm 91, I thought about back 5 years ago when we were going, and it was about this time, this month, that we entered into COVID, and Bishop Clark got on the phone line Monday through Friday. I don't think we were going an hour then, but every day, starting around the 15th of March, he read to us Psalm 91. And Psalm 91 brought us through 5 years ago, and Psalm 91 is still bringing us through in 2025. Bless his name. Sister Mildred, are you ready? Okay, I hope I didn't. Sister Mildred? I hope she didn't get off.
Well, I'm here.
You there? Okay, good morning, Sister Mildred. It is in your hands now.
Thank you, thank you. My scripture is Psalm 30, chapter 34, verse 17. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of their troubles. Amen. Prayer for deliverance. Father, we love you and we bless you on this morning. We lift you up this morning in spirit and in truth, Father, for there is none like you, God, and we glorify your name on this morning. Father, we lift up our hearts to you on this morning. Father, we pray, Father, we pray, Father, and we trust your word, Father. We trust your word, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of their troubles. Yes, you have heard our cry. And yes, we know that you are a deliverer, Father. Father, we remember your promise that you hear our cry. And we remember your promise that you would deliver us, O God. Father, we pray for those this morning who are facing challenges and who feel lost and overwhelmed, Father. Father, in need of deliverance, O God. In need of just coming through in their life, Father. Father, those who are seeking your guidance and your strength. Father, let your presence be felt in their lives. Father, let them find comfort and hope and compassion in your unwavering and everlasting love. Father, we ask this morning that you hear our cries and deliver us. Deliver us from our troubles and our distress, O God. Help us through our trials that we have to face and afflictions, O God. Be there for our challenges, O God. Walk us through, O God. Build our faith and strengthen us, O God, as we go through life challenges, as we go through what was planned for our life, as we go through what has been set forth, even in your will, Father. Father, we pray this morning that you continue to strengthen us. Father, you continue to hear our cry. Father, regardless of our present situation, we know that you are a deliverer. Father, we know that you are a deliverer of all things, Father. You can deliver us in our minds. You deliver our thoughts. You deliver our way of thinking, O God. You are a great deliverer, Father. Father, so many challenges, Father, so many things, God, that we go through even in our own everyday life, Father. Wake up just feeling pain. Wake up just going through challenges in our mind, challenges with our children, challenges in our own life, challenges in our workplace, oh God. We pray that you strengthen us and continue to build our faith, Father. The righteous run in and they are safe in you, oh God. Father, we pray that even through the challenges we go through and things that come and things that go, people that have came and people that go, challenges that come and challenges that go, Father, you are our strength in a time of trouble. You are our strength even in the midst of challenging. And as people come and people go, you are our strength, and we put our faith in you. We put our faith in your word, Father. We cry out to you on this morning. The righteous run in and they are safe, Father. Father, we thank you for building our hope. We thank you for showing us how able you are. We thank you for showing us how you have brought us through, even in our past, when we just look back over our life and the challenges and the situations that we were faced with. We're still here, Father, standing on your word, standing on your ground, standing on your peace and your hope, Father. Father, you are faithful, and there is none like you, Father. Father, you are faithful in your word. You are faithful in your works. You are faithful to those that cry out to you. You are faithful to the righteous, oh God. Father, and we love you and we praise you this morning. We thank you for your word and your truth. Jesus Christ is Lord. We love you this morning, Father. We love you for restoring us, Father, because we have been through times where we have needed to be restored. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for renewing our spirits and our soul. We thank you for reviving us again, oh God. Father, we thank you, Father. We thank you for all that you've done in our life. We thank you for what you're going to do. And we give our hearts to you this morning, God. We give our hearts to you this morning, and we place all our distress. We surrender all in your hand, Father. Father, we thank you for your divine love. We thank you for your divine presence and your divine intervention, oh God. We are humbled and touched this morning for your kindness and your grace. We are humbled and touched this morning, knowing that you hear our prayer and you hear our cry, and you bring us out in your timing, O God. And we thank you for your divine timing, O God. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, Father, for they shall be satisfied, Father. And we are hungry this morning, and we thirst this morning, and we want to be satisfied, satisfied in you, God. Father, we know that you are able, Father. We know that you are loving and forgiving, Father. We have came before you with a repent heart, O God. Give us the strength to go through, God. Give us the strength that we need to be righteous in you, Father. We bless you at all times and all in all of our circumstances, O God. We bless you that with everything that we go through, Father. We bless you that everything that we've gone through, Father, and we bless you that everything for everything that we may go through, that you can use our lives for your glory and a testament of your goodness, O God. Father, the true righteousness, Father, true righteousness is building our faith in you, Father, humbling ourselves before you, Father, going into your word, Father, learning your obedience, O God. Help us and strengthen us even on this morning, Father, as we reach out to you, Father, as our hearts humble itself before you, Father. Father, help us this morning, God, to accept the will that you have for our life. Humble us, O God. Use us, O Father. Use us, Father. Get your glory, Father. We need you, Father. We trust you because you are able, Father. We pray for deliverance on this morning, O God. Deliverance from judging others, Father. Deliverance from addictions and desires, Father. Deliverance from adulterous behavior, fornication, gossiping, O God. We pray for deliverance, Father, from a lying tongue, O God. Deliverance from just gambling and pornography and conspiring against others, O God. We pray for deliverance, O God. Father, we are all unique being human beings, oh God. We are all unique in you, Father, and true righteousness comes from you, oh God. We must abide in you, Father. We must have faith in you. Strengthen ourselves in you, oh God. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears their cry. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivered them from all their troubles, oh God. Father, our hearts, we pray this morning, oh God. Bring purity and righteousness in us, oh God, as we cry out this morning unto you, as we sit on the prayer line seeking you this morning, seeking your will, strengthening our morning today, oh Father God. We cry out for righteousness this morning. We know that you care. We know that you are faithful. We know that you are trustworthy. We know that you are giving. We know that you keep us, God. We know that you will change us, Father. And we know you know our way of thinking, oh God. And we thank you this morning. We thank you for being there for us. We thank you for your timing, oh God. We thank you knowing that the right to come into you at all times, God. We thank you for knowing that you hear our hearts, Father. We thank you for knowing that you know our hearts. You know our hearts. You know our intentions, Father. You do, Father. You do. You know our hearts. You know our intentions. And you know that we love you, Father. Father, we pray this morning that you continue to keep us, Father, as we seek you this morning, as we seek your strength this morning, as we seek your righteousness this morning, as we seek hope in you this morning. We pray that you continue to keep our minds on perfect peace, oh God. We pray that you continue to strengthen us to fulfill your will, oh God. We thank you. We pray that you continue to speak to our hearts, God, as you strengthen us. Speak to our hearts, righteousness, oh God. Speak to our hearts as you can continue to strengthen us and build up our faith, Father. Father, we look back over our lives and all that you brought us from, God. We know that you are able of all things. We know that you are a mighty deliverer, God. And we know that all power is in your hand, Father. Even on this morning, Father, as we go forth, God, as we go forth with all that is taking place in our world today, let us be a testament to others, oh God. Let us build their faith, oh God. Let us speak into their life, your glory and your righteousness, oh God, as you strengthen us, God, as you strengthen our righteousness, oh God. Let us be a testament to others, God. Let us share the prayer line that they can be strengthened as they go forth in the morning, oh God. Father, we love you and we bless you this morning. We thank you this morning because there is none like you, God, and we glorify you. We thank you for taking care of us. We thank you for being our friend, Father. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you for allowing us to repent, God, in every way, in all our thoughts, in all we do, God, that just give us the space for righteousness, oh God. We thank you for being on our side and giving, oh God. We thank you for your ways. We thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for your worship and your praise. We thank you for leading us not unto our own understanding, oh God, but you are able to do exceeding abundantly, oh God. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you on this morning. Father, we thank you for allowing us to be into your will, God. And if we're not in your will, get us there, Father. Get us into your will and your understanding. We thirst after your righteousness on this morning. We thirst after your will on this morning. And we thank you for your gift and your peace. We thank you for your love, Father. We thank you for your deliverance, Father. And we thank you for your healing. Father, come to our aid, Father, even on this morning. Remove anything that's unlike you, Father. Remove anything that's unlike you, Father. And let our hearts be filled with righteousness, joy, and peace. Let our hearts be filled with your happiness, oh God. Let our hearts be filled with your love on this morning, oh God. As we go forth on this morning, oh God, we pray for those around the world, oh God. We pray for peace for them, oh God. We pray for peace and understanding, oh God. We pray for around the world on this morning, oh God, that you lift them up. Lift up our world, God. The earth, the hand of the earth is in your hand, Father. We praise you this morning. We bless you this morning. We love you this morning. We glorify you and we magnify you. We lift you up, Father. The heart of the world is in your hand, Father. We lift you up on this morning, oh God. We praise you and we glorify you and we bless your holy name. For there is none like you, Father. You are our righteousness. You are our joy and our peace. You are our King. You are the King of glory. And we magnify your name this morning. You are mighty in all your works. You are mighty in all your dealings. You are mighty in all you do, Father. You are great, Father. And we love you for your greatness. We love you for your deliverance. We love you for speaking to us. We love you for your word, God. We love you for your truth. And we love you for who you are in our life, Father, and all things you do in your perfect timing. We love you for your perfection, oh God. There is none like you. We glorify you this morning. We lift you up this morning in spirit and truth. There is none like you, Father, and we glorify you. We trust you, God. We surrender all to you, even right now, Father. We lay our burdens down this morning, and we give it all to you, and we seek righteousness. Righteousness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And now I would like to turn it back over to the host.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Mildred. Thank you for praying that wonderful prayer on deliverance. Hallelujah. You said the heart of the world is in your hands. And I sometimes feel as though the newscasters and the TV and the broadcasters, I heard Sister Alicia say, let them tell the truth. Tell us the truth, not scare us, scare us. So we've had wonderful prayer on deliverance. We've had wonderful prayer on protection. So we're at our halfway mark. And if we've had someone that has joined and just joined now, welcome. And if you have to go, I want you to be blessed and have a wonderful, wonderful day. So right now, I was sitting here and I was looking at some of our things. So I want us to support this prayer line. We know that ministry costs. And if it touches your heart, please go over to Cash App. And our Cash App is $BishopEricClark. And that goes in. You can also go online to ekcministries.org, and at there you can upload your GPS, your guiding people to salvation. You can hear the prayers. If you miss a prayer on a day, you can go back and you can hear the prayers. You can sign up to just be a part of the ministry. Also, if you don't receive texts, you can connect with this ministry, with Bishop Clark, by texting the word MAXIMIZE, MAXIMIZE, to 55444. So there are several ways that you can give. You can also give through text. Text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209. I praise the Lord and I thank you. I thank you for these wonderful prayer leads. I thank you for the prayer hosts that stepped in and that are doing. And as we have to get out and some of us have to work duties and stuff, we are needing a prayer host and we're needing prayer leads. You can do 15 minutes a month. Because this prayer line blesses you. I know that everyone has something that they're saying to God. You can also host. And if you don't want to pray on the day that you host, you know, just let Pastor Lenora know. But you can send her your intentions to 216-475-6327. That's my commercial for today, you all. I love you and I thank you for joining. We're at the halfway mark, and like I said, if you have to go, I pray that you have a blessed day, a blessed and wonderful day in God. And if you're just now joining, welcome, welcome, welcome. Share the prayer line, y'all. Share it when you're sharing all that stuff out there about Amazon and Target and everything. Tell them if they want some help, here's the help right here. Give them the prayer line and the code. Tell them that they don't have to say anything and they can just sit in their house while they're sitting back on their money boycotting the different people. Okay, well, now we have Pastor T. Buckner. And I'm excited. I'm excited because he's going to give us the prayer list. Pastor T, you there?
God bless you. God bless you. Sister Angela, good to hear
Thank
your voice.
You.
Can you
I'm
hear me?
I'm going on mute now.
You can hear me, right?
Yes, sir. I hear you.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you. It's good to hear your voice. Thank you, Sister Alicia, for your prayer. Sister Mildred, y'all spoke on Psalms 23 and Psalm 91, my two favorites. And I needed that this morning. I lost my best friend the other day. And I asked that you guys pray for me and my family. And I found out something that when you lose a close friend, you know, you get to reminiscing and all that. This been my buddy since we was 10 years old. And I was thinking back on all the stuff we did. I said, man, God brought us through a long, long way, long time ago. And it was always God's hand that was upon us. Even when we got into a little mischief, got into a little trouble, his hand was guiding us and just reminiscing. And you know, you can plan your day, but God orders your steps. God orders your steps. And in Psalm 46, I'm going to read this prayer list in a minute, but in Psalm 46, God is our refuge and our strength. He's our refuge and our strength. I want to pray for all those who are on the line, all the prayer leads doing a wonderful job, all the prayer hosts doing a wonderful job. I want to just pray that we be unified and be strengthened together, because this prayer line helps me, but helps all of us. But on a personal note, it helps me because I need this. I need this. I need this. I can't. I need this. I need this so much. And sister, mother, my senior mothers, Mother Buchanan, of course, praying for you and your strength, and Mother Burgess, the Lord will keep you and strengthen you. Mother Clark, the Lord would be with you and strengthen you and keep you covered. Mother Goodman, the Lord will keep you covered also. May all the mothers be covered underneath the blood of Jesus. Mother Sumlin, we're praying for you. We're believing God for what you're believing God for, my God. And Mother Hattie Wynn and Sister Shirley, whatever your heart's desire, that's what we stand and we pray with you and agree with you. Mother Peterson, we stand with you. Izzy, Sister Izzy, Marion Payne, Sister Williams, we pray with you and stand with you. And Denise Damons and Carol Carson, we stand with you and we believe God for what you believe God for. Amen. And we know that, see, we know that when we pray that God hears us. God is with us. My God, we pray for Sister Arlene McClendon. I was about to say Sister Virg. I just happened. That's just some habit. But Sister, we praying for you, Sister Arlene, for your strength and your courage. And Keitha Jeffries, we're praying for you, Bernard Williams, Sister Rachel, Linda James, we're praying for you. The God will keep you all covered underneath the blood. Praying for you and your family, Sister Roberta, Sister Mercedes, Sister Manzella. We're calling on these names because we ask God to cover them. Touch them in a special way, Lord. Only you can do this, Lord. And we know that when we call these names, that we believe that you can hear each and every one of us when we pray. And we thank you for that. Latoya, thank you for that. Martin Craft, thank you for that. Rosie George, thank you for that. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your prayers, your prayer requests, all those that are on our list. We ask God to strengthen them. My brother, Wynn Hines, and his entire family, we speak comfort upon them and peace. And everyone else, anyone that I might have left out, I pray, Father, that you put them on our heart this day in the name of Jesus. In Psalm 46, it says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. We need help on a daily basis, Lord. So we will not fear when earthquakes come or mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans mar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. A river brings joy to the city of our God and sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in the city. It cannot be destroyed. For very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are the chaos and the Lord and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's army is here. among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Come see the glorious works of the Lord. See how he brings destruction upon the world. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shield with fire. Verse 10, he says, but be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's army, excuse me, is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Be still and know that I am God. That's the word the Lord gave me late this night. You know, I haven't been sleeping well, but he gave me this. He said, just be still, son, and know that I'm God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you and we ask, God, that you would touch every name that we called out, every person, every family right now in the mighty name of God. We know, Lord, that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. God, we lean to you right now in these tough times and these and during this time of grieving. We call on you, the true and the living God, the God that has never failed us, the God has never let us down, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us protection. You allowed your angels to protect us, and we hide underneath your wings. We know that, Lord, that you are the strength. You are our strength. You are our hope, my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us the strength today to go forward. Oh, God, to be glorious in your sight, God, because you are glorious, God. You are wonderful, God. You are very consistent. You are very kind. You are very merciful. We thank you that you hear our request and our petition each day, Lord. We put before you. We be persistent when we pray like Hannah. We keep bringing it to you, Lord. We keep asking you, keep seeking you. And we knock, Lord, because we know that you're on the other side of that door. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to pray that all our prayers would be lined up into your will, Father, into your perfect will, because we love you. We love you so much, God. We love you for taking care of us. I want to say thank you for taking care of the people of God, for being there, Lord, for giving them comfort and refuge and strength. My God, strength like no other. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Sometimes, Lord, we go through different things in our life, and all of a sudden the strength comes, and it comes from some place we may not imagine, and it's coming from you, but we see it coming, and we don't know it's coming, but we don't see it coming, but we know it's coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have faith in you, Lord. We stand on your word, your promises, how you would never leave us nor forsake us, that you would always be there with us, that you would always be near. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we understand that your hand is not heavy that you cannot save, nor your ear is not heavy that you cannot hear, nor your hand short that you cannot save. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Be with the people of God throughout this day, throughout this week, throughout this month, throughout this year. My God, the promises of God, my God, are still true. The promises, and we stand on your word, Lord. We stand on your word. We trust in you, Lord, with all our heart. We lean not on our own understanding, but we lean on you, Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Go into the hospitals, in the nursing homes, the rehabilitation centers, by way of the Holy Spirit. Send your presence in, my God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your presence that is upon this line. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence that's going to fill every home, every car. My God, in the name of Jesus. Bless all the little ones on their way to school this morning, on their way to the school bus. Bless them and anoint them. Thank you for that bus driver who got those kids off that bus with no hurt, harm, or danger. Bless him, Lord. Bless him and his family. Bless that entire community that rallied together. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. I saw God's hand moving I saw your hand moving, Lord. I saw you moving, and that was a wonderful thing. I needed to see that. We need to see it every once in a while, every now and then. Hallelujah. But I see it every day, God. I see it every day, and I feel it. I feel your presence. I thank you, Father. I thank you, and I bless you today, Lord. Now be with us, Lord. Be with our families. Be with those that are grieving. Be with those who have lost loved ones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my God. And then give us your peace, your perfect peace that passes all understanding. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that touch that you just touched somebody on the shoulder and let them know everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word. Oh, thank you for your word that builds up our faith on a daily basis. Thank you for Pastor Lenore. Thank you for Bishop Clark, who deliver that word every day. Fresh word. Hallelujah. We thank you. We appreciate you, Lord. And we say God bless to the people of God. In Jesus' name we say amen and amen. Thank you, people of God. Be still and know that God is doing everything he can for you. He loves you so much, so much. Thank you all, and God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor T. Thank you so very much for that wonderful prayer. And we're praying with you in the loss of your friend. I know what it is, and probably we know what it is to lose a friend. But Jesus said he would stick closer to us than any brother. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, it is now, I am your last prayer lead. I did not have a topic, but I want to read a portion of Psalm 35. But before we go into doing that, I would like to, I'm looking at the Believer's Declaration. And wasn't it a blessing yesterday to hear LaShonda on the prayer line yesterday hosting? And we get a schedule, so I'll be like, okay, it's going to be this person this day. But when I got on, I didn't get on until late, but when I heard her voice, and she always makes me smile, because she said this is the most favorite part of the hour, that she likes to read the Believer's Declaration. And I was looking at it, and I know that we read the last three statements, but when we started off back in February of 2024, Bishop would say, I am developing a discipleship model. And we would say, as believers, we are disciplined through daily ministry. Then he went on to say, I am developing mature believers. And we would say, as mature believers, we minister from our location. And last statement, he said, I am developing a strong people. And then we would say, we are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. And I was thinking about Bishop Clark. I said, he just speaks these things into existence. And he just went on, because last week I read our mission statement and how as we kept saying it over and over. And so now we are getting daily minister. We are believers. We don't have to be poked and prodded and begged to come to church. We can dial in. We can go to YouTube. We can pick up our Bibles, and we are going through. We can listen to the daily bread. We can listen to the evening sacrifice. We can listen to the noonday encouragement. Thank you, Lord. We're mature believers, and we're ministering from our location, and we know that we can come together and we can pray in the morning. So we thank Bishop Clark. And then he says, we are strong people who know God and serve his purpose. So now we training to reign, and I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I know. So I thank you. I thank you, everyone that has joined this prayer line on today. I thank you. I thank you for Bishop Clark's vision. I thank you for Pastor Lenore and the staff that works with them continually to keep the word of God before us, to teach us, to encourage us, to empower us to be. I was thinking on today that this day, I'm going to call it Psalm Day, and this sort of like was a battle. This was battle day today. We put on some armor today, people, because Sister Alicia came strong with praying for protection, and then Sister Mildred came and she talked about deliverance, and then Pastor Terry, he just prayed for the people, Father God, and said, I am God, and be still and know. He came out of Psalm 46. I am going to read a portion of a psalm that we probably don't read out loud, but it's just been it, and it was just funny. I opened my Bible and it was right there. I didn't have a bookmark or nothing there. Psalm 35, and I'm reading from the English version. And this is King David. He says in verse 1, contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and rise for my help. Verse 3, draw the spear and javelin against my pursuers. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let them be put to shame and dishonor who seek after my life. Let them be turned back and disappointed who devise evil against me. Let them be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them away. Let their way be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. For without cause they hid their net for me. Without cause they dug a pit for my life. Verse 8 says, let destruction come upon him when he does not know it, and let the net that he hid ensnare him. Let him fall into it to his destruction. Verse 9, then my soul will rejoice in the Lord, exulting in his salvation. All my bones shall say, O Lord, who is like you, delivering the poor from him who is too strong for him, and the poor and the needy from him who robs him. Let us pray. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you for today, Father God. We thank you that your word has led us, Father God, that we have an avenger, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we can stand flat-footed with our backs against the wall, Father God. And even though the world is telling us that despair is coming and that we don't have anyone to advocate for us, we know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for us still to this day, dear Lord. And we praise you and we honor you, Father God, for that. We thank you, Father God, for your word of protection. We thank you, Father God, for your word of deliverance. We thank you, Father God, that you showed us in the word that you are concerned with what concerns us. We thank you, Father God, that you are keeping us, Father God, even as the administration of this world, of this United States of America, Father God, is saying, oh, let us go into a recession. But we do not fear, Father God, because we know one thing, that you're going to take care of your children. You're going to protect us, Father God. You are going to deliver us, and we shall not lose hope, Father God. We may not understand what's going on, Father God, but we understand you, dear Lord. And for that, we said thank you. We thank you, dear Lord, that you delivered us with love, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you kept us in your cradle of your arms, Father God, that you hugged us all, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you strengthened us and you matured us, Father God, that we're not ashamed. Shame, Father God, of you, dear God. We can go out and we pray. We don't have to tell, Father God. And I know you hear and you see when we in the grocery store praying, when we at the hospital praying, when we outside praying, when that neighbor that says, pray for me, we can stop right then and there because we have been strengthened, Father God, and we just pray for them. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the words of prayer. We thank you for this prayer line, dear God. We thank you and we adore you, Father God. We thank you for every prayer lead that went forth. Father God, I want to call out Minister Andre this morning, dear God, as you are a healer, Father God, and you are a healer. And he said he was sick, but somebody that's 666 would not have had the mind, dear God, to dial the numbers and to dial in. So I'm asking a special healing for him, Father God. I pray for anyone else that's on this prayer line, dear God, that is not feeling well or has a decision to make or a doctor's appointment, and just anything that they encounter on today, Father God. Be with them and give them peace. King David said, contend with those that contend with me. And we know that there are people out here. I pray, Father God, for the federal employees, Father God, in the name of Jesus, dear God. I ask that you give them peace in their spirits, Father God, and any other people that are employed, dear God, that are experiencing turmoil on their jobs, Father God. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you give them peace, dear God, that they can look to the hills from which cometh their help. They can look up and they can say, my God is still sovereign. My God still reigns. My God is in control. Hallelujah. And I thank you, dear God. I pray, Lord, for everyone on this line that we would be an example to someone out here in these streets, Father God. Not just in the church on Sunday, not just on Wednesday night in Bible study. I pray, dear God, that we will carry our heads high, Father God. They would look to us and they will say, well, why are you not cowering about the stock market? Hallelujah. They'll look at us because we are a chosen people. We are a royal priesthood, Father God. And I just thank you for that. I thank you for allowing us to move in our anointing, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the favor that you have given us. I thank you, Father God, for the blessings that you've given us, that you've taught us, Father God, to take those blessings and release it, Father God. Release it out to the kingdom to help mature the kingdom to reach the people. I pray, Father God, for our children on today. I thank you, Father God, for those children that you saved on the bus. But I pray and I ask for a safe environment for all of our children that are going to school, that are school age. I pray, Lord, that you will send teachers and guidance counselors and lunch aides, Father God, that know you, Father God, bus drivers, Father God, I pray for them, Father God, that pick our children up from the house, Father God, and take them off to a school. I pray a prayer of protection over them. I plead the blood of Jesus over our children. I thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, for our children. They are the future. They're the future of the world, Father God. They are the future of the church, Father God. So it said, train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for hallelujah. Thank you for Mother Clark. She prayed the lineage, the bloodline for our children, Father God. Hallelujah for our children and our great-grandchildren, Father God, that they would see something in us, Father God, and that they would not listen to the world, and they would still stay in the church. They would still work in the church. They would still serve in the church, Father God. They will still just love you for being God and God alone. Now, God, I thank you. I ask that on this day, Father God, everyone that has joined us on this prayer line, that they will have a good day in you. I think that I plead the blood of Jesus over the cards, Father God. I plead the blood of Jesus over the stores and where they will interact with business, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus that we will remember, Father God, who we are and who we belong to. We belong to you. You are our God. You are the lovers of our souls, Father God, and we just praise you and we honor you, God, today and forevermore, dear God. We honor you with a whole heart, a whole mind, and a whole soul. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for today, dear Lord. In the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, kind Jesus. As I unmute this line and we hear one another and we touch and agree in the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Jesus. But as we get ready, I'm going to give you a couple of minutes back, and we're going to have daily bread at 9 o'clock. Bishop is ready and waiting. And you got a fresh word. And we ask you. Trying to wait on this. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful day. I love you. I love you. I love you.
To Angela.
We love you too.
I love
you.
Remember now to press the other button to make the call. It has been a privilege and a joy to you today. Thank you.
Amen.
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 Okay. We are.